So we have a great privilege of having Todd and Daryl here with us, all the way from Adelaide. Beautiful, it's close to paradise, apparently. And so they lead Todd leads a wonderful church called Field of Dreams Church in Adelaide. And they're just seeing amazing things happen in all sorts of spheres. And the privilege we've had of getting to know Todd over these last few years, since we first met him in Australia a few years back, and then, of course, they've been here for a conference last year, Behold, 2020. And so we're just delighted to see our relationship developing and growing in the sense of partnership and the profound sense of family. And you guys are among family and you're among friends. And we just want to welcome you, Todd. Thank you so much for both wanting to come over and being willing to be here. So put your hands together for Todd Weatherly and welcome him this morning. God bless you, Todd. Just take it away, my friend. Yeah. Just reset that clock to zero or something, or do something. I don't know what you're going to do with it.
Thank you. We love you. Wes and Janet, awesome for what you guys have been doing here for so long. And I really feel the presence of the Father here this morning. And there's a little brochure out that talks about new times, new seasons, and we really feel that we want to equip and outline what we believe God's doing. There is an actual shift that has been taking place. But, you know, the ingenuity word, I receive that. Look, I can be a little bit of a bozo. And so, because I go into a lot of different situations, business mountain, economics, ministry, all that sort of stuff. So it's just easier for me to pray all the time. It's just easier for me to do that. So what happens, I'm always going into meetings. And if you hang out with the Lord a lot, what happens is that if you think of it like this. Now, I mean, I'm very tempted to preach on Noah's Ark this morning, and I will not. However, what happens is that if you have air, where we are in Adelaide, the air is very dry. If you've got a desert, the air is dry. Then you go a little bit further north, tiny bit of moisture in the air. You go to a subtropical climate, you got more moisture. You go out further north, especially in Cairns or Papua New Guinea or Asia. I've been right on the equator where it's so humid that there's so much moisture in the air, it's so soaked where you go and have a shower, you come out, get changed, and you're completely wet again. And ladies, you can put away those hair straighteners in that sort of weather. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of like, ping! So, it's too hard. I'm going to wear my hair back. All right, and then what happens is it gets more and more concentrated to it's a mist, and then it's a cloud. What happens is that it says in Isaiah 60, verse 8, who are these that fly like a cloud? And God wants us to learn to operate out of the cloud. So Wes was talking about ingenuity. There are times when I'm really been spending a lot of time with the Lord, and when I'm preaching, I'm hearing for the first time. And I'm going, this is really good, because it's not me. And God wants us to live like that, to be honest, because that's the prophetic realm. Can someone say amen? And you get to hang out with him. But I feel that something has taken place. We were in the green room briefly, and we could hear the worship, you know, obviously the bass and stuff through the walls, but we could feel it. Something is ramped up. And so there's no coincidence. We've got crazy weather, all sorts of different things. It's no coincidence that I've never had such an affection for a word that I have now. The affection for the word is the word bubble. As soon as the bubble opened up, we were here. And I've always liked, one of my favorite movies, honestly, is Finding Nemo. That's the first movie I took my wife on to our first date, and she's thinking, this is different. Not very romantic. Bubbles, bubbles, my bubbles. And so it's interesting. We planned this a number of weeks ago, but this last day, you've got Scott Morrison and Jacinda actually meeting down in Queenstown to officially say, this is on our highest priority list. Because at the moment, God is doing something. He's resurrecting somewhat of the Anzac spirit. And there's something about family and team. And what happens is we can soldier on our own, but when we come into agreement and we honor one another, what happens? One can slay 1,000, two can slay 10,000. There's something very powerful. And so last night we started to share one of the characteristics of going forward is God's methods of people. The world changed in 2020. I don't have to go into that, but some people are waiting for things to return back to the old normal. Now, I don't think God's really interested in the old normal, because he's inviting us to it, that not the COVID normal, his normal. You know, Jesus is God, but he was heaven's normal. And the Lord wants us to walk in heaven's normal. And so everything changed on a governmental level, on a legislative level. Everything's different. I was went in a shop when the first time I go to a shop and I had to stand in a spot. Now, I'm terrible with that sort of thing. Oh, look, I'm at Baker's. Do you have Baker's Delight over here? Baker's Delight, and like this. And these, my wife is all about order and rules. She's all about that. I'm not. And what happens is I'm going, oh, I like the look of that. And I saw the, and I didn't see the markings. And I just go straight up and look at the glass. And they were like, like this. And my wife was horrified. You can't do that. I said, what? Oh, okay, sorry. People running out, holding their face. If these days you go like, if you really want to be like Moses and create, see God prepare a way, just start sneezing in public. I got to sneeze and I'm not afraid to use it. And so we're like, hey, you know, don't you? So, okay, so. did you know that? The spirit world is so crazy because it's almost like everything's already happened. And so when something is new, it's new to us. And what happens is God wants us to see ancient paths. Ancient paths, this is not ancient paths. Those are decrepit paths. It's a big difference. God's not really old. He's outside of time. He's eternally young. The source of all power, wisdom, glory. And what happens? Ancient paths are outside of time, limitless wisdom, glory, and energy. God wants us to return to that. And we talked about right now what we have is in the book of Revelation 1:6. The Lord said to John, he says, God has made you kings and priests, past tense. You go back to Exodus 19, and God's plan was for all of Israel to be a royal priesthood. They rejected that invitation, so they said, no, we don't want it. We want Moses to be the priest and we'll receive the instruction. When you refuse the invitation to intimacy and heaven's protocols, you trade down. When you reject the invitation to intimacy, you come under slavery. It's such a profound reality. And then we see Jesus came to fulfill the Levitical priesthood. He died for the sins of the world and his blood was shed, and in heaven it speaks. You might be having a bad day. You might be having a bad week. When you come to the Lord and you worship him, the blood of Jesus speaks on your behalf and says, innocent, acquitted, pure, holy. This is why we need to be so aware of this. And then it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, so we know that Jesus is our sacrifice once and for all. Romans 12 says we are living sacrifices, but 1 Peter 2 says, as a royal priesthood, as a holy generation, it says that we offer up, we are living sacrifices and we offer up spiritual sacrifices. When you praise God, you're not just singing, you are coming to him as a royal priest. The priesthood is the order of Melchizedek, which means you're a king and a priest. So this is exciting because this is God's original intent. He didn't want you to get locked in powerless Christianity. He wanted you to know that by election, by inheritance, and by grace, he calls you to partake of his divine nature through his precious promises, one of them being, you are a royal priesthood. If you start to renew your mind around that, it will change your neural pathways, the way you think, be transformed, metamorpho through the renewing of the mind. And so, what we have is that we shared last night, God said to Moses, take Aaron and his son, separate them to me so they can minister. God's primary thing It's for you to connect with Him through worship. You know, something that was said to me earlier this year that was very, like it got quickened to me. The Lord said to me, heaven is very different to the earth in so much as the Lord said, He said, everything He does comes with musical accompaniment. Everything God does comes with musical accompaniment. And you start to think, oh my goodness. You see, I'm all for revival. But there is pathways of wisdom to invoke that. We want God to visit here. The Lord says, no. I have a better way. I want you to come up here. The Lord is inviting His people up. And it'll cost us, but we end up getting everything. And so when we worship, we create pathways for heaven to invade. This is so cool. So everything has musical accompaniment. So we go, I want to, you know, you hear people go like this. You know, let's just say you're doing a discipleship group on hearing God's voice or the prophetic. And then someone goes, okay, who's ever heard the audible voice of God? And someone in the group goes, I have. And everyone quietly in their heart goes, show off. I'd love to hear the audible voice of God. Oh, and someone hears the audible voice of God, we think, what a show off. I wish I could hear the audible voice of God. Huh. Well, I want to share a better way. Heaven has a language, and heaven wants you to learn heaven's language. Heaven's language looks like dreams, visions, knowing, being led by His peace, guided by His eye, understanding riddles and enigmas, wisdom, and it's far superior than blah, 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 blah in whatever language is your persuasion. He wants us to learn. One of the major languages of heaven is music and worship. It's a language. It's a language. If you struggle with worship or music, you're not into music, you're going to struggle. Because what happens, God, the angelic realm comes in on the back of worship. Did you know that we are royal priests that offer up spiritual sacrifices? And it actually says in John 4 that God, it says, those who worship the Lord must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God the Father is seeking worshipers. You could paraphrase that. God the Father is seeking priests. He's seeking priests. So you go, if worship is so key, if it's so powerful, well, then I better get really good at it. I'm not talking about necessarily having singing lessons, but what does it look like? Why don't we study Psalms? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. But hey, whoa. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I'm telling my soul to bless the Lord, but how can I tell me to bless? It's like that famous book, you know, written, it says, I'm a schizophrenic and so am I. You know, sometimes you come to church, presence of the Lord, and you go, I'm not up for this. And then part of you can go, bless the Lord, O my soul, bless the Lord. And you've got to tell yourself. And so when we understand how powerful it is that we get to offer up spiritual sacrifices, the heavens actually open. Something takes place. It's so powerful. You know, you read in 2 Chronicles 20:20 that Judah were in an impossible situation. And what happens is, this is so cool. The word of the Lord came through the prophet. And it says, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. It says, trust in the Lord, you'll be established. Believe His prophets and you will prosper. And then it says, the word of the Lord was, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. When you give yourself over to ministering to Him as a royal priest, the battle becomes His. That's amazing. And yet we get a bit stubborn, a bit lazy, a bit slumbering. My natural bent isn't, I want to sing all the time. I've had to cultivate that. I've had to build because I want to maximize my very short time on this earth in this dispensation, for lack of a better word. And when you continually offer up praises, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord often. Oh, I like that correction. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And it talks about psalms and spiritual songs. Let's get good at it. Let's start to study it out. Because what happens, God will start to fight on your behalf. And he'll start to manifest. And you can even get breakthrough by accident, seriously, or transformation by accident. This is so powerful, is that what they did, the battle is not yours but the Lord's, and they sent out the worshippers in front of the army. Now, if you don't understand spiritual dynamics, you're going, oh, those poor things, they set them up for target practice. Hallelujah. Janet's so traumatized, she's so visual. And so the whole country fasted, sought the Lord, the word of the Lord came. They sent the worshippers out front. And what happened when they worshipped, the angels of heaven, you know, like angels, they're fairly capable beings, quite capable. I.e., one took out 185,000 Syrians. He just went, multitudes of armies came down and confused the enemy, and they attacked themselves. And when they came over, because of the worship, they were shocked. The enemy was already defeated in 3 days of plunder. This is so powerful that in modern times, is they would send, in front of the army, they would send musicians, trumpets, bagpipes, drums, all sorts of things, because they even saw on a residual level, you could even say for morale or whatever. But what's powerful is that when they went in the promised land, Judah was sent first, and Judah means praise. You will go, you will follow your praise. Now, worshiping the Lord, praising God, it is multifaceted. It honors him. It connects with him. It gives what's due to him. It aligns you with what's right and what is. When you say yes to Jesus, the whole universe says yes to you. But specifically, I want to, talking to royal priests, I want to talk to you about praising and worshiping God as a transportation device. I want, on quite a common level, it's for people in the Lord, when they praise the Lord, they get transported. Who's mildly open to that? Because it's all through his word. And we're going to talk about how worshiping the Lord is a transportation device. You know, why is that? Where do we get transported to? We get transported to, you know, if we don't have a sanctified imagination and we haven't renewed our mind and we don't have visions, you go, earth's huge and heaven's going to be nice. Heaven will be nice. But earth, oh my gosh, the Grand Canyon. I've been up the Eiffel Tower. I've been up the Colorado Rockies, the Andes down south. In the middle of Australia, you know, there's gloriously nothing. You know, we're talking vanishing point to vanishing point. I'll tell you what right now. Earth is so tiny compared to the spiritual world. And it's not the spiritual world, it's the spiritual worlds. Worlds. And when you get transported, you get transported to those heavenly worlds. It looks like Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has past tense already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly worlds in Christ. Why do we want to be transported to those places, especially when we're under pressure? I'll tell you why. In heaven, there is no toil. Everything is easy and pleasant and full of joy. That's why. In your darkest moment, God wants you to praise him while you're in that prison, and you get transported to the place of effortless, glorious joy. The work is in laying a hold of what already is. It's the anomaly or the paradox that we see in Hebrews. Be diligent to enter his rest. We think that his rest is chilling and relaxing. No. The rest of God is a timeless, effortless dimension that's in him. The Sabbath was a type and shadow. The most effective things you'll ever do will be going, will be laying a hold of and living out of the rest of the Lord. You enter into his rest. God's resting. Who thinks that's profound? And when you worship the Lord, you start to get transported into that place. That's the place where miracles happen. Supernatural provision, glory, wisdom. So we need to be diligent. Heaven's language, worship. We were blessed, fortunate enough, I think on Friday, we went to Lynn and Rob Packer's house. And, you know, I've been traveling all up the North Island, and I would say 50% of my time has been in the front or the back seat of a car or a bus. I just get in when I'm told, and I get out when I'm told. And then we just see what happens. So we get out of the car, and we're about 20 meters from the house. And I get out of the car, and I go, wow, that's beautiful music. And I could hear this heavenly music. I'm thinking, oh, man, they must be having amazing worship. And I could hear keyboard pads, harmonies, but backing, accompanying instruments, but not overpowering. And I didn't just hear it, I felt it. I get out of the car and I'm going, wow, that, can you hear that? That's great music. And people probably thinking, that's nice, Todd. Very good. Then we go in, and there's a bunch of intercessors and prophets in there. We sit down, and then the Lord reminds, because I just forgot, I just, you know, assuming they just pressed pause, and then we came in. And the Lord said, ask. And as soon as the Lord said, ask, I knew what the answer was. I said to Lynn, just before we walked in, were you guys playing worship? She goes, no. And I went, oh. I could hear in the spirit world the glory and the rejoicing in the spirit over what was taking place. Who finds that's profound? All we then had to do was recognize that's what was taking place. We leant in, the Spirit of God fell, and a spirit of birthing, the miraculous, the impossible, and destiny, and prophetic decree, and fire fell spontaneously. And we probably got more done in that 20 minutes to 40 minutes than weeks of prayer and fasting. But you hear the music first. You hear the worship first. I literally, who's heard heaven sounds? Come on, who's heard? Oh my gosh. You wish you could record it, hey? You wish you could record it. But that's heaven's language. But as a transportation device, you know, when I used to visit Colombia, remember those travel, when people used to travel? And I remember going there, oh my gosh, the glory in Bogota, Colombia, there in revival, reformation, transformation. I remember going into an empty building. I was with a very, very seasoned pastor. There's so much glory. You know, church of 40,000 people. They're giving us a tour. There's no one in there, just empty chairs. And there's so much glory. My friend who never, it gets a bit over and just almost starts tearing up. Because of the power of the worship taking place. So many miracles, so much worship. I go back to my hotel room. I start to worship the Lord, and something got quickened to me. I had just read the book called The Intercessor by Rees Howells. Who's read that book, The Intercessor? I'm in a realm of worship, and I read it. I read the last part where Rees Howells gave his life to changing history. His prayers with others changed the outcome of the Second World War. Winston Churchill said he always was aware of an unseen hand guiding him. And I started to read it, and all of a sudden travail, because of the worship and the open heaven, the travail comes upon me. I start weeping. I start howling. Now, when you start travailing, it's probably pretty good that no one's around. It's like crying ugly. You know, some people, they're so attractive that when they cry, they still look good. When you travail, you don't look good. And what happens is God is using your physical body to birth something impossible. I went up before the throne in a heavenly dimension. Worship, travail from a heavenly place, and then it lifted. 3 days later, I'm so jet lagged, I'm in a bus going to a crusade that was not my crusade. The biggest crusade they've ever had. Thousands and thousands of people in Lima, Peru, in their headquarters or the ground zero for the heaviest witchcraft. I'm in the bus, my sunglasses, it's still daylight. I'm exhausted, I'm jet lagged. I'm there to support another ministry. And then all of a sudden the bus pulls up and you can hear from the back of the crusade, you can hear the bass and people getting into it. And then as I get out of the car, out of the bus, the person whose crusade it was goes, I feel tonight's your meeting. Now, I've learned to not say no in those situations. Now, you got to understand, in my church back home, full of extremely gifted prophetic people, but many of them are introverts. And an introvert being put on the spot like that is like dying 1,000 deaths. You know that saying? There's like a revolution. You see a fist close like this. And it says, introverts around the world, unite separately in each other's homes. And so all of a sudden I'm like, okay, as I'm walking on stage and I can see thousands of people, I've just said, yes, the word of the Lord comes to me. I preach. There could have been up to 1,500 people come to Christ, deliverance and miracles. I get back in the bus and going, how did that happen? I go back to my room and the Lord started asking me questions. Now, who's ever had the Lord ask him a question? Come on, like this. It's not like the Lord doesn't know. So when the Lord asks you a question, it's always good. If you want it to prolong, you go, I don't know, Lord. You tell me. Yeah, I know. Finishes. Actually, I didn't. Where's he gone? I said, you tell me, Lord. He said, how did that meeting happen? And I said, I actually don't know. And then he showed me, he said, when you were worshiping in that hotel room in Colombia, you were transported to a heavenly place and it was birthed from there to see a huge harvest of souls. When we worship, we get transported where everything is powerful and easy. Be diligent to enter the rest. Where we long for Zion. We long for the New Jerusalem. We long for His presence. Our whole life is at the end for Him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Because we've built there in the Spirit. And then we can see the impossible. You set your affection there. You build there. Then you live from there to get here, to see things manifest here. But your affection is not here. It's there. When your affection is there, you manifest more things here than if your affection was here. Affection here, over there, is spelt I-D-O-L-A-T. R-Y. Naughty. You can't cut it any other way. God wants our affection. It says He wants us to minister to Him. And so when you live from that place, everything is hit, 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 hit. Jesus didn't have a go with ministry. He did 30 years of preparation for 3 years of hit, 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 hit. We do 3 years of preparation for 30 years of hit, miss, 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 hit, miss, 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 hit, miss, miss, hit, miss, 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 hit, miss, 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 hit, miss, 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 hit. You see what I'm saying? And when we get a hit, you get people. I raised Pentecostal. And you get one of them, you go, oh, it's going to be backlash. And then the fear cancels out the victory. See, God wants us to stay in that place because you're already seated there, and engaging the royal priesthood through worshiping him is a big deal. Doesn't make sense. Sending the worshippers in front of the army doesn't make sense. Praising God when everything's turning to fill in the blank doesn't make sense. But this is God's way because you create pathways into the glory for him to invade. But what happens, you don't realize that you're actually going to the place where everything's easy. Nothing's hard for God. Psalm 2, why do the nations plot a vain thing? The key word vain, against the Lord and his anointed. So God's response is this. No, it's laughing. It's laughing. Quite often you do ministry, you'll pray, and then laughing breaks out because it's the Lord saying, I've already won. The demon's fallen and I've overcome. So, last year, something happened that hasn't happened since Noah's Ark. The whole world shut down. The whole world shut down. That's some doing. All the nations were in lockstep. There used to be a thing called quarantine. No more. We're going to shut down whole economies and everything to the point where families cannot go to funerals. You cannot have normal interaction. Normal human relationships cannot be sustained. It happened on a historic level. And everything happened. But I believe, remember, Psalm 2 says, why do the nations plot a vain thing? And you can see here, because it's about the Lord and his anointed. So what happened last year? Something changed. If we can put on Acts chapter 15, verse 16, last year try to shut this down. And after this, the Lord says, after this, I will return. Acts 15. Do we have those? Okay. After this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up. Why? Keep going. Next one. So that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does all these things. The tabernacle of David is such a big deal. Can you imagine having a whole paradigm named after you? David has a tabernacle and keys named after him. He's a big deal. It says in Psalm 40, is that his supernatural book, his scroll, his destiny written from heaven, revealed to him, was, I delight to do your will, O God. He was a man after God's heart. And so while the ark was captured, and we actually have Moses' tabernacle set up, and the ark was removed, it was taken by the Philistines. They recaptured it, and rather returning it to the tabernacle of Moses, God showed David to set up his tabernacle where it was constant worship. They did one lot of sacrifices, and then anyone, it wasn't the high priest anymore, anyone could approach the Ark of the Covenant in praise and worship, which was 24/7. Why is that a big deal? Because when you continually praise the Lord, angels ascend and descend. The only time it says, Romans 8, nor height nor depth, nor peril, famine, nakedness, sword, things to present, things to come, principality of power. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. However, we're very good at separating ourselves. The minute you feel sorry for yourself and you stop worshiping, you are separated in a sense. This is why we need to continually praise him. Praise him. So when you have corporate worship, there are angels coming, ascending and descending. The amount of times before I was in leadership, there were times just getting to church was warfare. Warfare. And if you don't think warfare exists as a believer, just have children and analyze the drive to church. He touched me. No, don't. Look out the window. He looked at me. Hear that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's it to you? And we're talking like. And then you get in that place And you get, and it's sort of like, this is what your spirit's a bit like, a flipping a raisin in the sun. Like this. And all of a sudden, like you get in the worship and a bit of oil comes and you're like, and then you go, leave church, you go, actually, I feel a lot better. And the Lord's like, yeah. What happens is God wants us to graduate in the realm of priesthood. Get good at it. Study the Psalms, meditate in it. Meditate on His goodness, on His mercy, on His kindness, on His love. Meditate in it. And then activate what it is to offer up a spiritual sacrifice. In the natural, it's just vibrations in the air that comes through your mouth and measured through decibels. In the spirit, it's like incense. It's like glory. It's like a sacrifice. It's like a sweet-smelling aroma. It's like a testimony. It's like a sword. It's like a hammer. It's like a fire. And you start to go, oh my gosh, so when I praise the Lord, this, yes, yes. It says in Psalm 47, sing praises with understanding. Sing praises with understanding. You go, I've praised the Lord for many years. Yes, but when you combine it with Psalm 47, sing praises with understanding, you go, oh, because it says with all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. So rather than go, okay, yep, yep, yep. Yeah, I like this song. Great. Oh, well, the harmonies this morning. Kumbaya, my Lord, you know. So good. And rather than wait for the melody or the atmosphere to seduce you, you go, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And what happened last year, the tabernacle of David, that... And people got stuck in their homes. And you got people, we're going to worship together. And they're sitting there in their pajamas. You've all done it. You know, sort of fall out of bed. You know, praise God. We're going to see the glass half full of this whole shutdown thing. We're going to see the glass half full. Get to sleep in, spend more time with the kids. All this sort of stuff. And you're sitting there, your hair's parted here, there and there. Got your T-shirts half running up your belly. You're sitting there hitting like, oh, praise God. Love heart, oh, I'm feeling it. So good. Darling, this coffee's cold. Like this. And sort of what happens, as good as that is, it doesn't bring the glory. The enemy is terrified of your corporate worship. Terrified. Now, what will make it more powerful is when you cultivate regular worship in your house. Because then heaven invades your home. My home is crazy. Daryl's home and my home, they're crazy. People come in and they get greeted by angels. You know, I've done some ministry. Adam Thompson is a very close friend of mine, the Divinity Code. He's been here. What happens is this, be doing an altar call and all of a sudden, I'm looking at someone like this and that Lord starts telling me about their life. But on a much higher level. And then I look over there and Adam's praying for someone right down there. What's happened is his angel's telling me stuff. His angel's over here and he's helping Adam like this and he throws me some crumbs too. And I can pull off of that hotspot. I really can. And if you cultivate it in your house, people will come in and they'll catch what you have. And then they might even, because I went to Daryl's, I remember going to Daryl's place once and I was exhausted. And we had a spiritual conversation. An angel jumps in there. My wife and I, it was the end of the year or beginning of the new year. And then we went for a drive and we got completely healed, completely set free. We were in exhaustion. And then the next day I had a vision of Noah. Appropriate conversation at the moment. And so when you worship at home, your kids will start having dreams of eternity, of heaven. We need to cultivate that. I want revival, but revival... In a Western perspective, is one day we'll rock up to church and everything will feel better and different. Whereas a revolution actually takes place in your life individually, irrespective of how the church service is that day. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. When you have people saying, I have to cultivate regular worship, regular. I want to be transported into the place of ease in breakthrough. The anointing breaks the yoke. I want to be transported into the place of eternal wisdom, limitless supply. You're talking to someone where... I forget to take up the offering and people throw money at us. Do I forget to take the offering? I do. And then people throw money. Why? Because we're in an open heaven where we carry wealth. And we're living from a place where there's infinite supply. Who thinks that's crazy? Last year we had a woman come back from the dead. She had 70% blocked heart, and she was dead for 20 minutes. She'd be severely brain damaged, and the doctors are in shock. Her heart has no blockages, a brand new heart, and she has zero brain damage. Now, if I wanted to trade on that, I would say, I have a dead raising ministry. I do not. I just worship the Lord, and heaven manifests where we are. That's it. The superstar is Jesus. He's the hero. He's the legend. We're just the postie. That's it. You start to see Jesus is the hero. And when you worship, you get taken to where he is. And you will start to see prayers answered that you've never prayed. Because it's a place of limitless supply, limitless love and glory. And I want you to start to long and cultivate affection for those places. Holy Ghost. I'll just read the scripture. Exodus 15:17 says, God will plant us in the mountain of his inheritance. There is a place. There is a place, rivers of pleasure. Pleasures at his right hand forevermore. It says, you'll bring them in and plant. This is when they just come out of Egypt. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance. In the place, O Lord, which you've made for your dwelling. When you keep worshiping, you get planted in his mountain. I'm feeling the glory. Feeling the glory. I saw the mountain this morning in the worship. Ooh. Holy Ghost. I feel the love of the Father this morning. God loves us so much. You're actually going to need a new body to be able to handle a little bit of it. I experienced the love of the Lord before I was even saved. The glory cloud came in as I was an 18-year-old university student. I didn't know what a sinner was, but I knew I must have been one. I wasn't raised at all. And I felt like I was a water balloon, water bomb. You put it in the tap and it's filling up. And you know when you all of a sudden it sort of like starts getting shiny? The love of God and the power of God started getting filled on the inside of me. I thought I was going to burst and die of his love. I was a sinner. Our bodies can't handle it. But I tell you what, we can start to get more and more acclimatized. It sort of looks like Moses' face shining. When I spend a lot of time in worship, I walk into a room and things happen and I don't understand it. I will go to do ministry, counseling, whatever, and the Lord goes in before me and does the work. And I go, how's it going? Yeah, all fixed. Oh, that's good. Because heaven did it. So I put the work in the worship. Heaven was, it's just so crazy. And you come in. I don't understand this. At nighttime, I have staff meetings when everyone's asleep, including me. I appear in people's houses. And do I understand it? No. But the Lord's doing it. You know, the best ministry that you'll ever do is the stuff you don't understand. Because he's doing it. So your focus is to love him, and he does it in and through you. And there's a level, a relatively blissful ignorance, because you don't need to know all the horrific little devils you're dealing with. All the slimy yuck. And God wants you to stay in that place. Holy Ghost. Landing the plane. Oh, okay. Where's all the action? I remember praying for someone and I was a bit sad. I took on, you know, some of you here are a bit sad. You're a little bit sad. And I don't mean like the narrative over your life. I mean how you feel. Did you know that worldly sorrow produces death? Don't be sad. I'm not saying don't grieve if you've lost a loved one. I'm not saying that. But I was praying for someone and I was in worldly sorrow and I felt. And I started worshiping the Lord and I heard like a continual. Who's ever been to a surprise party? Surprise! You've got to make sure that person doesn't have issues with their heart pre-existing, okay? Surprise! What? Surprise! Just do your research. They're going to have the time of their life. Surprise! Now we're surprised. Okay. I heard the sustained, it was a raucous, loud, sustained, like this. And I'm praying for someone with a sickness, and I heard heaven going crazy, rejoicing. How loud is heaven? How crazy is heaven? In the book of Revelation, there was silence for half an hour. Oh, that was a big deal. Would it be interesting if that silence in heaven for half an hour was the actual lockdown when the tabernacle of David was shut down? Your worship is so powerful. It's so powerful. But that's where all the action is. That's where you get healed. That's where the glory is. That's where the glory is. And it says, who may ascend his holy hill? Who may ascend his holy hill? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Lift up your heads, all you gates, you everlasting doors. I'm going to finish with this. And if you can get that music ready, can you give me the thumbs up that you got it? On the sound, is it? Yep, thumbs up. In a second, praise God. Huh. Hey, young people, we're going to pray for some people soon. This is the Lord's. This is just the word of the Lord. It's what he told me recently, like so loudly. He said, Todd, would you like your life to be limitless? I went, yes, please. Do you know what he said to me? Cultivate and pursue holiness, because you start to live in that dimension. And if you don't live in worship and in glory, what happens is holiness is about can't do this and you can't do that and you can't say this and you can't say that and then you shake it all about. That's what it's not about. It's true. When you get in the worship, you get into the glory. You start having fellowship. You entertain angels. You're happier than that baby. Something takes place in the spirit. God wants to transport us regularly. This is the last scripture we'll put down, Obadiah 1:17. I need breakthrough. I need this and this and this. This is what I need. But on Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob will possess their possessions. You cultivate ministering to the Lord regularly. You will regularly be transported to the heavenly dimension of Zion. God will answer prayers you haven't prayed. Whatever impossible situation, you'll find deliverance. But guess what? If you go, I've got such a longing to be healed. I've got such a longing for my marriage to go to another level. I want to see my kids prosper in the Lord. God put that in there. They are your possessions to possess. What do you do? How do you do it? You continually worship him and go into that dimension of glory where all things are possible. Who's excited? You're a royal priesthood. What we're going to do in a minute is we're going to play some free worship. We're going to play some pads. But before we do, I'll just get you guys to stand in a minute. It actually says, I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. You always start with praising God. You always start with praising God. Now, I'm going to play the pad so we can actually minister to the musicians as well. So the musicians don't have to come up here. You get sort of like, I'm a musician. I'm a worship leader. You never really relax because, you know, at the end, I've got to get up there and, you know. And then, you know, found out one string's become radically untuned. It's really fun. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Okay, now I'm just giving you the heads up. After we praise God, I want the young people up here. I'll tell you why. We are in a David generation. There are things happening that are not good. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They're not good, and I haven't really gone there. It's not necessary detail this morning. If you want to get traumatized, listen to last night's meeting. What happens is this. We're not called to wait and see how things unfold. We are the catalysts for the nations. We are the gates. We are the answer, us and Jesus. We are the answer. And what happened with David, he was born for a time of war. We are at war. But we don't have to take on a spirit of battle. We are called primarily to worship him and live from there. That is the war, because it says if we do that, the battle is the Lord's. And when I last checked, Jesus has never lost one battle. God has never lost one battle ever. When you praise him and lean into you being a royal priest and consistently worship him, heaven starts getting involved in your affairs. Individually, in your house, in your church, in your city, and in the nations. What we're going to do is I want us to stand up in a second, and we're going to do on the count of three a shout of praise to the Lord. And then I want you to put that music on if we can. Just do a bit of free worship. We'll see what happens. Then we'll minister. Holy Ghost, can we stand, please? Holy Spirit, I just thank you that you are going to occupy people's shout. You are going to occupy people. Just close your eyes and have your eyes on the Lord. I just thank you, Lord God. Right now, as royal priests, we stand before you. We do it in the name of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the destiny over Adelaide and Christchurch as twin sisters. We thank you for the Anzac spirit. We thank you for Fanu. We thank you for family on both sides of the Tasman. I thank you there's no male nor female, Jew nor Greek, free or slave. You are one in Christ. And right now we thank you for the heavens being shook, shaken with the anointed shout and decree of God's people. We thank you that you are enthroned on the praises of your people. We invite you right now, Holy Spirit, we invite you right now to invade this place, to invade our children's lives, to invade the economy, to invade the government. We thank you for heaven's invasion. On the count of three, offer up a shout to the Lord. One, two, three. Holy, 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 holy. Come on. Woo! Holy, holy. Come on, just close your eyes. Just start to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Holy. Oh, can you feel that? Come on. Holy. Woo! There we go. It's starting to fall. Woo! This is the shift taking place now. Woo! Just start to, come on, just start to lift up your voice. Just start to worship the King of Glory. Here we go. Royal priest. Woo! Woo! Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Holy, 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 holy. Come on, just sing in the spirit. Just offer up your praise to him. Look to the throne of the Lord. Look to Zion. Ooh. Shia la 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 ma 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 ma. Shua ra ma la 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 ma ba 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 ba. Shia la 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 ba 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 ba. Holy, 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 ooh. Holy, 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 Lord. Holy, 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 holy. La 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 ma 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 la 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 la. Holy, 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 holy. Sha la 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 ma morro ba la 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 la. Sha la 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 ma garra ba ba ba. Fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Zion there will be deliverance, there will be holiness, and people will possess their possessions. Come on, lay a hold of the Lord, lay a hold of the Lord. Just worship Him in the beauty of holiness. Holy, 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 holy. Shama ma la 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 la. Okay. Young adults, youth, I'm not going to make you, but if you want to come, Lord, you're a David generation. You're a David generation. As you dance before Him, as you worship Him, He will give you boldness to overcome. You'll be joined with angelic armies. We want to pray for you. We want to anoint you as a David generation. The young adults and the youth, come down the front quickly, please. Don't delay. Quickly. Quickly. Holy Ghost. Just worship the Lord for a second. Just worship the Lord for a second. Holy, 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 holy. Come on, church, just keep worshiping. Just keep worshiping. Have your own encounter. Come on.
Holy.
Just worship for one more minute. If you're down the front, worship for one more minute. Holy. Holy.
Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la.
We need catches down the front. We need catches down the front. Just keep worshiping at the back there. Don't spectate. Seriously. Angels ascending and descending. Angels ascending and descending.
Holy Lord.
Anoint, anoint, fire, 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 anoint, holy, David's, David's, worshippers, worship warriors, worshipping, worshipping warriors, worshipping warriors, holy, 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 fire, fire, worshipping warriors, yes, come and join us, shalababababa, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, worshiping warriors. Pow! Fire, fire in the hole. Fire in the hole. Fire in the hole. Let out your sound, bro. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Oh, there we go. Holy Ghost, travail. Spirit of travail. Holy, holy. Put your hands on your stomach. Jesus, fire, fire, fire. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Jesus, 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 Jesus. A David generation. A David generation. Boldness. 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 Holy Ghost. Jesus. Get a hold of him. Get a hold of him. Get a hold of him. There we go. Dreams and visions, Lord. A David generation. David generation, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Put your hands on your stomach. Fire, Jesus, Jesus.
Holy, 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 holy Lord.
Boldness in worship, boldness in worship, boldness in worship. Fire, 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 fire.
Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy.
Jesus. Anoint. Oil. Smear. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Holy, 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 holy. Just wait there, wait there, wait there. Just the music down a tiny bit. I'm going to tell you a secret, a key that will change everything for you to receive. The people at the front, keep your eyes on the Lord. The people back there, if you instantly want to encounter the Lord and His love, did you know what He's doing right now to you? He's smiling at you. But what we do when we receive, we're like this. He's not doing that. When you come into agreement, instantly the heaven starts to open. You do what He does. Close your eyes. I want you to start to smile to Him. Show Him your teeth. Smile to the Lord. You watch what starts to happen. Raise your hands and smile to Him. Raise your hands and smile to Him. You watch. God's not frowning. He's smiling at you. He's smiling at you. Young people, smile to the Lord. Smile to the Lord. You watch what He does. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. There we go. There we go. Come on. Do some of you guys have teeth? I haven't seen them yet. Holy. Holy, 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 holy. Fire. 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 Anointed worship. Anointed worship. Anointed worship. Anointed worship. There we go. There we go. There we go. I just thank you. Okay. Okay. Just close your eyes. Just smile to the Lord. Just smile to the Lord. I double dare you. I double dare you. I double dare you. Because He's smiling at you. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. A David generation, a David generation, a David generation. David generation, holy, holy, holy. If you're sitting back and you say, just keep worshiping a bit longer, just smile to the Lord. Just smile to the Lord. Holy, 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 holy Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy, 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 Lord. Shama ma la 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 la.
Come on, just another couple of minutes. This is worship. Come on, lift your voices. Shula la la mama la 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 la. Shida da 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 mama mama la 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 la. Holy, 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 holy.
Send your worship out in front of you. Send your praise out in front of you. Behind the veil, into the glory.
Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Oh ma ka ka ra ba 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 ba. Shi da 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 da. Sho la 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 la.
I just want you to receive this by faith. We need an anointing. The priests get anointed. I'm just going to pray over you before I hand it over to Wes, but I want you to receive by faith the anointing of a royal priest. I'm going to ask the Lord to smear you with oil and give you grace for your worship to go to another level. If you want that, I want you to put your hands out in front or raise them to the Lord. When I say amen, I want you to receive by faith. When I say amen, you receive by faith. Lord, I thank you where two or more are gathered together in your name, you are there. I thank you for living waters. I thank you. This is your house. These are your children. They, through inheritance and grace, are a royal priesthood. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for an anointing that will shake the heavens, a worship, a sound to come out of this place that will go into the nations. I thank you for heavenly encounters. I thank you for angels ascending and descending. I thank you right now to anoint their praise, their offering, to anoint the spiritual substance. I thank you for a Davidic generation that will usher in the Solomons, the Solomons, the Solomons, the peace, the glory. The government shall be on the shoulders of the Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus, loosen right now that anointing. That anointing, that anointing for heavenly encounters, for heavenly encounters, for your glory, Lord, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I think that was, I scared you then. Holy God. Holy, 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 holy. Bam! right now, right now, right now, right now. Come on, just get that oil all over you. Just praise Him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Holy, 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 holy Lord. I just thank You, Lord, for the identity of royalty, of royalty, of royalty, of royalty, of royalty, of royalty. Holy Ghost, there's no democracy in heaven. Ah, thank You, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy, 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 holy. Fuego de Dios. Fuego de Dios. Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus, fire, fuego, 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 fuego. Thank You, Lord, for a spirit of Ezekiel going in and out of heaven. In and out of heaven, in and out of heaven. Frequent flyer points, Lord, planted into His mountain. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Bam! Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy, holy, holy. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Anoint these priests, Lord. Anoint these priests, Lord. Anoint these priests, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, holy, 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 holy. It says, ask and you will receive. Just say to the Lord, Lord, say it again, Lord, I want to encounter heaven. I want to encounter Your throne. I want to encounter Your glory. Show me Your glory. Show me Your goodness. Show me Your love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Todd. Thank You so much. Just before we go any further, maybe somebody here, you're just right now, you know it's time for you to give your life to the Lord, to ask the Lord to come into your life and to begin to transform your life. You've lived a life where you've gone into really dark places, and you know that it's just been messing you up. You come here today, and maybe you haven't understood much of the message. That's okay. If you went to a rugby convention, you wouldn't understand much of what they said either. It's just how it is. We have some ways of saying things you may not understand, but here's the deal. God is here for you. He loves you with such an intensity, with such a passion, and He wants you to be His daughter, you to be His son. If you would open your heart today to Him, He's going to do something powerful in your life. Open your heart and ask Him to come in. You don't have to understand it all. It's just what He wants to do. He wants to begin to turn your life around, transform your life, forgive you of the sense of guilt and sin and shame that you've carried, and bring into you in a whole new relationship with Him. If that's you, I want you to make your way up to the front here. People are going to clear a bit of space. If that's you, come on up. If that's you, come on up. Maybe you're with somebody. Just say, look, if you want to go up, I'll come with you. Just ask the person, if you want to go up, I'll come with you. Because this will be the most important day of your life. most important day of your life. If that's you, just come on up. Just come on up. Just come on up. Just come on up. You want to receive the Lord, just come on up. Or if you're standing here and you want to open your heart to the Lord, just come on up. God bless you. God bless you, my friend. Come on up. Young lady, do you want to come, or is your mum pushing you? come up. All three of you have come up. You want to give your lives to the Lord. Is that what you're doing? Is that what you want to do? Fantastic. Thank you. What's your name? Michaela? Thank you, Michaela. You want to open? You want to ask Jesus to come into your life? Is that what you want to do? That is awesome. That is awesome. Young man, is your dad here behind you? Yeah, that's good. Well done. Well done. Anybody else? You girls here because you're here to help, right? Anybody else? Maybe adults. You want to come on up? You want to come up and open your heart to the Lord. This is very precious. Very precious right now. John, it's a wonderful thing, my friend. Just come on over here. Just come on over here. Just come on over here. I want you all to stretch out your hands to these beautiful young people here today. I want to tell you, it's not about the age, it's about the heart. Jesus said, unless you become like one of these little ones, one of these children, you will not see the kingdom of heaven. There's something, the faith of a child can be the most pure faith on earth. Not about being childish, it's about a heart of a child that says, Lord, you are, whatever you say, that's what I believe. And they just put trust. It's just trust. Trust. So how about you pray? How about you follow me in some prayer? Okay, everybody's going to pray with you because I'm going to lead everybody in it, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to ask Jesus to forgive us of our sin, our things we've done wrong, and we're going to ask him to come into our life. Okay? And we're going to give our life to him. Because we believe in Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. So how about you pray after me? You can shut your eyes or you can keep them open if you like. Just pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you today. And I open my heart to you. I believe that Jesus is your Son and that he died on a cross for me, so that I would not have to be punished for my sin. Father, I thank you for welcoming me into your family. Thank you for making me your child. You are my God, and you are my heavenly Father. Fill me with your Spirit. Strengthen me and teach me your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today. God bless you, my friend, right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit just resting very powerfully. Your Spirit just resting very powerfully on each one. Your Spirit just resting very powerfully on each one today, in Jesus' name. And you boys here as well, in Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Father, right now. Let's all stand. Let's give the Lord a great clap offering this morning. Thank you for being with us here today. And Jackie or Children's Ministry or whoever, you could come and just be with these little ones and just talk with them. And just, if you're here today, I don't know whether they might be still over in the small tent. I don't know. But counseling team, could you come and just be with these children? Feel free to pray with them a bit more. Tonight, we're meeting here at 7 o'clock. We have Daryl Crawford Marshall will be ministering tonight. We're also receiving a love offering tonight for both Daryl and Todd. We want to bless them. We want to send them on their way blessed. And so we want to share our spiritual, financial substance, because they've been releasing spiritual substance to us. That was a very important word. It very much builds on last night. Very, very important word. That is the way you'll get through the challenges ahead. By being a person of genuine worship, your kings and priests. God bless you, Father. I thank you for your people. I release them in your grace and in your power. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great life.